Hello, everybody. This is Terry Latham, Triple Diamond with the CF. I've been in the CF now for 4 years, and guys, let me tell you something. It's been an absolute fantastic ride. It's been exciting. When I decided to join this company, I was excited to be excited. I happen to be on the Global Council. There's about, I think there's 8 of us on the Global Council, and there's a lot of cool things coming, and the best days are yet to come. But some of the things I wanted to talk with you tonight is really to understand your reason why for building your ASEA business. I could share with you how great it's been the past 4 years for myself, but what you don't know is the previous 12 years. My previous 12 years of experience in network marketing. When I first got into this industry, I came from a position of I was making money in my 20s in software technologies. Our selling technology. My wife and I both made a 96-figure income. I don't tell you that to be boastful. I tell you because at that time we felt like we had made it. It's like, you know, slap each other's hand. But what we found is we really never really made it. If you want to put it on the financial side of things, it always looks better from the outside than it is on the inside. But yet, what was going on is it was ripping us apart because we never saw one another. At that time, we had no children, and we were always in hopes to have children. But yet, like I said, we got to a position where we just kind of almost started growing apart. Enter network marketing. I'd heard of network marketing before. I never liked the way people approached me with network marketing because they always talked like it was a pipe dream. They always spoke in a manner that it was something that they would do all the work. Don't worry about it. It's easy. And let me tell you something, the reason I want to get into this call tonight, because I need to make sure that you guys understand the truth when it comes down to building your network marketing business. Now, there'll be a lot of people catching this recording later. Most people catch the recording later. Some of the benefits of listening to it live is you could ask questions on the back end. But had I known the truth, I think it would have been a little bit more, it wouldn't have been as hard, not necessarily by way of building it, but beating myself up because why couldn't I get it as fast as some of these other people were getting it? So let me tell you, I got in this business. My first 3 weeks of building the business, I couldn't get anybody to sit down with me at all. And I worked it from 8 to faint. I'd get off work. I'd do my thing. I was working the network marketing business. I wrote down my reason why. I was doing everything that people were teaching me to do, but I'd call people and I'd mess up and I couldn't get anybody to sit down with me, guys. Not a single soul. Maybe some of y'all felt the same way. I'll give you an idea. They were doing a function about 45 miles south of me in a town called New Braunfels, Texas. I live just in south of Austin, Texas. And they had this big function and I was 28 years old. And I was so headstrong and ready to roll, I almost rented a Greyhound bus. And because this is what I did. I sent out 200 letters with cassette tapes at that time is what worked. And I sent it out to everybody, and I almost rented a Greyhound bus because I wanted to make a splash. Now, thank goodness I didn't. Why? Because not one of those people ever returned my call, called me back, would take my call, or even showed up. Now, I share that with you because some of y'all found yourself in a position, if you've been in this long enough, that somebody didn't show up or they didn't listen to what you were trying to share. Because kind of most people are caught in their own reality. Now, there's a lot of stories I can share with you tonight about my shortcomings of building my business because you know where we are today. We're very successful in ASEA. We've built one of the fastest growing organizations in ASEA. But the reason I'm sharing this with you, the true story is it didn't really happen that fast for me. Network marketing is a real business. And to build a real business, you have to give it real time and real effort. You also have to have an understanding of why you are building your business. Some people equate it to a dream, okay? But I want to just kind of speak to your reason why you're doing this. I remember when I developed a system in that company, and a lot of people listening in, and they had to go through this the certain things by way they had to do on a weekly basis, and they had to ask, they had to do certain things by way of doing 5 one-on-ones, read certain books, listen to a CD, and the only thing they had to do each week, and these groups, as I broke them up in different satellite groups, is come in and say that they had completed what they, their assignment, and that was a roll call. So they, I'd say, Sally Joe, complete or incomplete? They said, complete. Now, this one person who was doing a satellite call asked me to come speak to his team. These are people I did not know, but they asked me to come speak to their team. I said, I'd be happy to, and it's coming to the final call. He goes to, he said, I'd like for you to come about 15 minutes into it. And I said, sure. But I got on the very beginning when he did his roll call. And this one person on the back of his call that should have already known better, you never come incomplete at this time, she came incomplete. She did not do what she needed to do to achieve what she needed to achieve that week. See, we always speak of Rome wasn't built in a day. How do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? But yet, you know, it's kind of, do we really accept that? See, when I listened to that call, and then he introduced me, and everybody didn't, nobody knew I was on the call. When he introduced me, they're kind of, oh, this is cool. They get to fire off and ask questions. And what I like to do with people, and especially when I'm doing a call like that, rather than just come out and just teach what I think they need to hear, I said, let me open up the questions before we get started. What kind of questions may you have? And the question that usually comes up to me, at this, especially at that time, is what do you say to people when you're prospecting people? And guess who was the person who asked me that question? It was a person who came to that call that she did not know that I heard that she was incomplete. Now, there's a reason why I'm telling you this. Because I asked her, I said, let me ask you before I answer that question, why are you building your business? And this is what she told me. I want to get my husband out of work. And now, I could have been just straight to the point that, well, apparently not bad enough because I heard what you, now, I say this. She came incomplete, and this is after 3 months of doing the same stuff over and over. And at that time, they know they don't come in complete. And I could have said, well, apparently not bad enough. But here's the cold fact of reality for most people. They haven't set back and understand. It takes real effort to do this stuff. Guys, let me tell you something. You don't go fishing out there to go find some whale. This is not sales. If you want to, let's take Trish Winkler or Alan Noble. And then most times we feel like, man, if I could just sponsor one of those people, they would set me free. No, here's the big secret in network marketing. You have to become those people that you're thinking about, those people you want to attract. Guys, you have to become those people. And that is the secret when it comes to building your ASEA business. It just takes time and effort as you get going. So the reason I was telling you that, I asked that lady, I said, why are you building your business? And she told me what she told me. I said, no, let me ask you, let me dig in. Now, I need to know why. And she kind of got a little, I don't know, brash with me a little bit. She's kind of didn't understand where I was going, but I stood my ground. I said, I need to know why you're building this business. And she'd tell me, and she'd start talking about this, that, and the other. And I'd say, okay, stop there. Take me down that. But about 5 minutes into it, it got down to what she really wanted to do is take all her kids and grandkids and go swimming with dolphins. Something she'd never been able to do or to nothing ever she ever been able to achieve. Now, here's the reason I bring this stuff up. I asked everybody in my call, I said, can you feel that? And they absolutely could feel the shift. And when you get so, let me tell you something, guys, when you get so attached and so ingrained in you to the reason why you're building this business, nothing gets in your way. Guys, nothing gets in your way. When I started in this industry, nobody would sit down with me. And your subconscious mind is extremely, extremely powerful. It's your own self. It's the most brilliant computer on planet Earth, and it happens to be in your head. It's your brain. And guess who the programmer is? You. And it's the self-talk. It's what you program in your head. If you're watching the news, that's why a lot of times we say, don't read the newspaper, don't watch the news. Now, I know we're in the election time, it's certainly a little different. But all it does is program negative stuff in your head. So you are in control of your own computer. So why I tell you this, when I was having a hard time getting people to listen to me or prospecting or doing the things I wanted to do, I started to tell myself over and over and over again, I'm the number one prospector and recruiter in ASEA. I'm leveraging the ASEA's name in this company. I'm the number one recruiter in ASEA. Not only am I the number one prospector and recruiter, all the top incomers come to me and ask me questions, and I'm also the one the top in network marketing. Now, this is something that I kind of hadn't said that in years, but yet that's what I started to say. Now, why don't I tell you this? It was 2 years later, I was on a call with all the top income earners, and they were asking me questions. They were peppering me with questions, how are you doing what you're doing? Now, guys, I was nobody. I'm telling you, I was really nobody. And I was starstruck. It's like I had Brad Pitt on the phone and people like that who were asking me questions. But you know what the breakthrough was? When I started to realize there's no secret. There's absolutely no secret to this business except the sweat of your brow. And to understand as you build your ASEA business, it's your reason why that burns so deep. Now, it has to be not something that's so generic. I need to make money. I want to give my kids a better life. Guys, these are things that anybody can say. Be more specific. What is something that's going to get you out of bed in the morning? What's going to get you on Monday morning to pick up that phone? What's going to get when you come home tomorrow night and you're absolutely wiped out and you say, I'm just too tired today, what's going to put you in a position to pick up the phone and dial one more? Think about that for a second. And you dig down deep and you start to identify the reason why you're building your ASEA business is why you will go diamond in this business. It's why you will go bronze, silver, gold. It's why you go triple diamond, bastard, wherever you go, because you know why you're building your business. Guys, let me tell you, I just came back from Hawaii on a diamond trip, just a beautiful trip. ASEA took care of us, absolutely took care of us. And I came back a day early because my son, my 8-year-old son, had a championship flag football game. Well, we came back a day early for that. And I think about this a lot of times and what we did, and because we have a choice to do this kind of stuff. We can afford to do those kind of things. I happened to be the coach at that time, especially now, but I wasn't going to miss it. But there's a certain choice, and I start to reflect back on if I was still doing what I was doing before in technology or software sales, would I have the option? And the answer would be 9 times out of 10, no. So when you build your network marketing business, you build your ASEA business, you work yourself into a job, and then you eventually work yourself out. Guys, hear me. You're going to be more busy today if you want to be free than you will. I'm telling you guys, you're not going to get it and start. I love it when I see people post on Facebook and other companies, and they join a company, and they start taking a picture of themselves sitting somewhere with their toes and a beer or something like that, and say, I'm free. Guys, let me tell you something. It's a real business. It takes real effort. You're sitting on top of Mecca when it starts talking about our technology and our product when it comes to ASEA, when it comes to drink. How many products out there that gets results? In 30 days, 50% of people get significant results. And in 90-plus days, 90% of the people get results. How many of the companies out there have a technology or a topical that they rub that topical on that has some kind of discomfort? 90% of those people could stop hurting after 3 applications within 10 minutes. 90%. Tell me another company gets that kind of stuff. But it's funny to me that even after some people get a massive experience when it comes to build a product experience in ASEA, and we still question if they just still falter later because a few of their friends have turned them down. Now, let me tell you guys, I'm not one of those people that start making fun of people because I'm telling you right now, I understand. It hurts. Guys, it hurts when people tell you no. Even as a triple diamond knocking on doors for the ambassador diamond, it still hurts. I like to say people, I just kind of rolls off my back like a water off a duck's back. I'm like, what's the deal? But here, let me tell you, you just go. You know why? I've always built my business for my family. No ifs, ands, or buts. I wanted to be home with my family. There's nothing going to stop that with what we have our hands on right now. I understand the position we are in the marketplace when it comes to ASEA. I've always understood when I got involved in the sea as salt water from Salt Lake City, which means there are going to be people who are ignorant with an opinion. That's okay. But if you go with this business and you run hard and fast, people will follow you like a wake follows a ship. And you have to understand that. When you start planting seeds with people and you start telling them they got this great company. Now, here's another thing. Don't worry about what you say if it's wrong. Guys, it's not going to be wrong. What's wrong if you say it and you don't believe it? Now, in the beginning, you're still going to question yourself. We always talk about in this industry, you have to have 100% belief in the company, 100% belief in the product, the leadership, network marketing. But the biggest thing is you have to have 100% belief in yourself. You know what the real product is in this industry or this business? It's not the SIA product. It's not the Renew 28. It's not the skincare technology. It's you. Guys, it's you. It's what you hear this, what we have as our mission, believe, belong, become. The biggest thing about network marketing is what you become in the process. I always like to let people know, if you join the SIA, just to be a part of a group of people, use a product, have some fun, guys, we welcome you. Because I truly, truly believe the most important person in this business happens to be the consumer. That's it. We're all consumers, but the number one person to me happens to be the consumer. So why not tell you this? You have to love and respect people for where they are, because if you try to push them when they're not ready to go, you will push them away. If you show them what a dream is, and they see you running after a dream, because most people have forgotten how to dream, but they see it through your actions, you will attract them like bees to honey. Guys, I'm telling you, all this kind of stuff, this is just facts that we already know. All the information out there in the media, when it comes to news, to magazines, to news, to TV, to whatever's out there, it's all lining it up for you, and it gives you the answer. You have to do something. When Uber is the largest transportation company out there, and they own no cars, you got Airbnb, the number one hotel chain in the world that own no real estate. You got it where you got down here in San Antonio, Texas. You can actually now ride an outdoor roller coaster, and by riding the outdoor roller coaster, you can sit there, put these 3D Google glasses on, goggles, and you're now in the middle of a virtual reality roller coaster ride. You can also take now you can make a phone call, and a company will deliver the car that you want, that you chose online, and they'll drop it off, and you get that car for 7 days. If you don't like it, you return it. How have things changed? How much are things going to change in the future? And how many of y'all ever sit back and say, I wish I would have thought of that idea? Now, here's a crazy thing. For $40, you were able to attach to a company that's giving you the ability to launch your own Airbnb, to be able to teach other people to do the same thing, and you get residual overrides for the exact same thing. But here's the crazy thing. When I got involved in the SIA 4 years ago, there's 8,000 studies on PubMed.gov that basically stated that this is the greatest health and science breakthrough of a lifetime, and to date there's over 15,000 and growing. It's the fastest growing area of science and medicine to date, and nobody's even heard of redox signaling molecules, but yet we are the only company that stabilizes outside the body. We have the only supplement on the planet, which means we play in our own little world, which means there is zero competition. Sometimes people get involved and they start to say, well, how is this compared to XYZ company? Guys, it doesn't. And don't find yourself putting yourself where you're trying to defend it. You've got to be able to learn how to raise your prospects to the level of a SIA versus bringing a SIA down to their level. Guys, let me tell you, when you're thinking about the people out there, how many of those people either hurt physically, financially, or in both areas? How many people hurt physically or financially or in both areas? Think about that. And if you've got all of those taken care of, bravo. but I'm willing to bet if you got those areas taken care of, you're fearful of your children, your grandchildren's future health, wealth, or both. So the only thing is, are you willing to show people the way? Are you willing to get your reason why, write it down, and now you're also, your mind thinks in pictures. Okay, your subconscious mind, it also thinks in pictures, which means get a poster board, start cutting out a magazine, the things, tangible things you want, and do not cut yourself because somebody else out there says, what you have up there is a car, and you say, that's material type things. Guys, look, reward yourself for the work that is hard bought and hard won. But here's another thing. What you will learn from your upline is never put the cart before the horse, because I truly believe most people should never get involved in network marketing for the grandiose dreams, but they should get involved in network marketing just so they can, you know, help pay their light bill, or they can put additional $500 a month away so they could retire 10 years earlier. And you start to understand, when you start to look at your upline, this is the things that we teach. But guys, tonight I just wanted to cover a couple things, and that was the biggest thing to me, the groundwork when it comes to building your sea of business, is you have to understand why. You know, I heard a good friend of mine say one time, a little kid, now my kids are all, I just rolled back into my house, and a little kid, if they see a bag of candy on top of a refrigerator, you know, they don't try to, they're not so consumed on how I get that stuff. They just know why they want this stuff, and they get the stuff. They do crazy things to get up on the counters or certain, but they find a way. They're not consumed and go ask somebody else, how do you do this stuff? They just get it done. And I thought that was one of the greatest examples that somebody ever shared, because you use a jar of cookies. They don't get so caught up in how do you do this stuff. Guys, I'm telling you, when you understand why, and you truly, truly understand why, like that lady, when she told me she wanted to retire her husband, get out of work, and that's not why she was doing it. That's what she made her feel good. But when she connected with the Dolphins and be able to fund her kids and grandkids and do these type things, everything shifted, and she got touched with her reason why for doing this stuff. So if you find your way to dig down deep and why you're doing this business, the no's don't hurt as bad, guys. I'm telling you something. It doesn't hurt as bad. And when you understand it takes work, it's a real business, it takes real time and real effort, you'll have a better chance of succeeding in this game called network marketing. The whole world is changing, guys, right in front of your face. Your chance for freedom is right in front of your face before the getting gets good. We're post-risk pre-momentum. Everything's laid out for us. I'm telling you, everything's laid out for us. You got what people are saying to be the greatest health and science breakthrough of our lifetime, and we have it. So the question is, what do you want to do with it? Now, a lot of times we get caught up, and like I said, answering that question and stuff. But I'll shut this off right here, right now. Write down your reason why for doing this, and it will evolve. As you will evolve of building your business, you have to be clear. I was doing a call. Here's another thing. For those of y'all who want to go diamond, I was on a call with the other Triple Diamonds the other day. A lady came on to the call. She was a director of 700. And she's had a big business background, very successful, but she's been in SEA for, let's say, a year, still director of 700. She's kind of long in the mouth, and she's kind of, she's asking questions to me with the wrong questions. But we just sometimes don't understand how to ask the right questions. So my question, as I listened to everybody how they're giving answers, and I came back to me, and I said, let me ask you a quick question. What would you like to build this? She said, I'd like to go diamond. And my other question was, what's diamond? She goes, what do you mean? I said, how much does the average diamond make? She goes, I don't know. I said, how much volume does it take to go diamond? She goes, she guessed. I said, how many directors set of 300s does it take to go diamond? Here's the thing. Guys, be clear in your head and be clear in your mind where you're going. Write your reason why you're going there. And if you have a path, you tend to get there. Don't worry about the how, guys. Don't worry about messing up. People always follow people that have a dream and willing to fight for it. But when, by the time we got done, we're talking, she started to understand. Because diamond, the average diamond makes a couple hundred thousand a year, guys. How many people do you know is that make a couple hundred thousand dollars a year, not only make it, but make it residual? The question is that willing? Is that worth working for? Giving a little time and elbow grease into it? Does that understand that this is a real business? I think so. So, guys, know your reason why. I'm going to open up questions if you have any questions or comments. And really, guys, take the time to write down why you're building your ASEA business. Understand it will evolve. Stay plugged into the charge-up calls. Stay plugged into your upline. Never, 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 never try to do this thing on your own, because sure enough, you try to build this on your own, you will sink on your own the same way. It's not an easy business, guys. It's simple, but the most difficult thing you have to overcome is the person in the mirror. I'm telling you guys, and here's the deal. Either you break through whatever bad habits we have today, or you take it to your grave. Because I always like to tell people, if we don't break the cycle, who will? You give a chance. You have a chance now, right now, to dig down deep and set multiple generations free. And it's not going to be easy. Don't ask for it to be. Write your reasons why. So, guys, have a fantastic week. I will open up for questions. Let me shut off the recording. Hold on one quick sec. Bear with me.